Is yours working?
Okay. I just wanted to close the loop with our discussion this morning about whether you had a chance to talk to the individual about meeting with us 1:30 on Monday.
I did ask him, and he said that he has to check. He has a meeting scheduled with one of the companies that he's doing business with and a potential investor, and so he needs to find out what the time of that meeting is before he can make a commitment to the time with us.
Do you just want to work through the portfolio holder and figure out what time, if we need to do that? But really now the clock has started.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have anything else unless Randy or Julie. Any other questions, comments?
When you say the clock has started.
The 15 days for them to
recollect.
Oh, for the hearing. Because really what's happening is that we're in a sense, this is kind of like he's requesting a hearing in a sense that we know he's coming to talk to us. So we're kind of doing both things.
But that's not a hearing, his coming in to talk to us.
It's not a request for a hearing.
No, if he wants a formal hearing, we'll talk to him about this so he understands, but he'll ask for it and it would be sworn testimony and that sort of thing. Your meeting is going to be a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it will not be sworn testimony and that sort of thing unless he asks for it to be that. If he asks for a hearing, we'll be trying to get a date between now and the 14th of March.
Then not to put words in your mouth, but make sure I understood what I think we were talking about earlier this morning, is that after this meeting, this discussion, if we don't feel comfortable, we may continue with an insolvency.
Finalize those documents and file them. That is correct.
Yes.
And do you have a preference to continue to process those documents now or wait until after our meeting with him?
I believe they're very close to being finalized, okay. So I do believe they should be finalized so we're ready if we need to make that decision.
Okay.
Yes, we'll proceed to do that.
Which is a perfect segue, if I may, into a comment, and that is that it just seems vitally important that we do this to protect potential customers that may be on the verge of dropping off grain there and potentially not getting paid for it. And, these aren't the pleasant decisions, but these are the ones that I think we're tasked with making in order to protect the consumers to the best of our ability.
Absolutely. Okay. Julie?
I agree. I agree. There's no need to exacerbate the problem.
Exactly. Okay. Anything else? Sue or Alana?
Nope. That's all I have. I guess, like I said, we have them almost finalize the other documents, so hopefully we can get a draft of what we believe will be the final documents to you on Friday, by Friday.
Sure. Well, I think it kind of balls in his court now. If he doesn't get into us by next week sometime, we may meet ourselves and do something later on next week.
I told him he can make it all go away if he brings in checks that have been issued to take care of everybody. Or I think the one person he's still hoping to.
Okay. But he does have the other MOA compliance to worry about also.
Yep.
Even if he paid the two claimants, he'd still be in violation the rest of it doesn't get solved by tomorrow.
No, and that was my frustration that came out quickly in the meeting this morning, is that back in December we had this, and I was ready to shut him down last December.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we bought him.
And he asked till February 28th.
And so it's just keep kicking this can down the road, and we've been doing this now for, as we talked about, all over 3 years. And now we have people that potentially are, well,
this is the best. This is a good step, though.
Absolutely.
We've prevented additional losses, giving him time. Because it would be better if he could fix this. It would be better for the customers, his current existing people who he owes money. It would be better for them if he's allowed to fix it. So I think the commission was right in trying to work along and trying to give him time to get the credit, to get the investors, and to work through these issues, because you're going to end up with his customers being paid if you go that route. Otherwise, you may not.
But that was the point about the consent order, though, is that even if he does get these paid, does he have a business model that's going to work, or are we going to be doing this every few months?
Right. Yeah.
We're getting off topic, but that's good, I guess. I guess we'll just wait and see. But this consent order, is it done now? It is, right? There's it's...
Well, tomorrow was his last day. The consent order has been executed.
It's a memorandum of agreement.
Memorandum of agreement, not a consent order.
Okay. It's simply a contract.
It's a consent order.
Okay. It's like a settlement between staff.
All right.
Agreement between staff and him.
Right. But tomorrow is the last day for him to have an opportunity to meet compliance.
Okay, so that's it's a memorandum of agreement. That's better for me to look at it than some kind of consent. I understand that.
Yeah. Okay. And I apologize. I think I'm the one that said a consent order, but it is memorandum of agreement in our documents.
Okay. When you had a discussion with him about scheduling, did you mention the financial information?
Yes, like I told him that we had financials, and he asked me to shoot him an email, but I haven't had a chance because I was working on these documents. And I told him that we will want a response by Friday on that so that you have an opportunity to look at them before we meet with him next week.
Nice.
So you'll call him now, and this is effective today, I presume?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Yes, and we'll have to go out. We'll email it and mail it.
Okay. I have nothing else.
I have nothing else either.
Julie?
No.
All right, we'll close the administration portion of our special meeting. Thank you.